The man of the hour is Ollie Warnes. It's an early hour in Perth as well. Ollie, congratulations and welcome to SEN.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks for having me on.
Did you get much sleep?
Not too much, to be honest. I probably called it early, though. The boys were carrying on still. They were celebrating, so it is early here, but we're up and at them.
You've got a demanding morning ahead of you. Do you have a full grasp yet of what it means to be the Brownlow medalist?
No, not at this stage. I think, look, this is going to take a while to settle in, probably weeks, probably months. It's incredibly humbling, and just to obviously know some of the names that won it before me and guys that I still idolise to this day. Probably the biggest one is Michael Voss, who had a lot to do with me at Port Adelaide, being a senior assistant. To have my name, I guess, up again next to his and sort of be similar to what he's achieved is very special, and I'm incredibly humbled.
Have you been a bit playful with it? Is it true that you text your sisters a photo of the Brownlow?
Yeah, no, I've sent them a few photos. They ride the waves with me and everyone involved, particularly back in Melbourne over the last 18 months. This has been their avenue on the weekends, watching Port and barracking for us very hard. So as much for me as an individual, this is a club award, and it's for them.
How thrilled were Mum and Dad when you got to talk to them?
Yeah, no, they're pretty up and about. Mum was popping a bottle of champagne at about 1 a.m. So that's very unlike her, and they were very excited. So I'm very happy for them. As I just said about my siblings in Melbourne, it's been tough for them in Echuca and isolated from seeing me over in Adelaide and coming in barracking. So their support has been enormous, and to see them so happy was put a smile on my face last night.
So you go into the count as favourite, Ollie. We'd spoken about this, a couple of weeks ago. Did you have a strategy? Was it a tense night? Was it excruciating in its own way?
A little bit, yeah. I probably didn't understand the nerves that I'd feel throughout the night, but the good thing was we had a lot of fun on the table. We had a heap of guys come over from Adelaide and support the night, and I guess that made it only more sweeter to see all them at the end of the night. I kept looking over when I was on stage getting presented, seeing those guys smiling, looking back at me, and it filled my heart with a lot of love seeing them there supporting me. So it's for them and our footy club.
Did you have someone keeping tabs as to how you were faring against expectations?
Not really. Probably midway through the night, I sort of spoke to Chris Davies, our football manager, and asked what he thought, and he said he might write me a few notes to put in my pocket just in case, and luckily he did that because I definitely needed him up there. But I didn't really have any expectations, to be honest. I knew it would be a tough count, and a lot of guys had tremendous years, so it was anyone's guess who was going to win it.
When did you think this is really on?
Oh, probably not till round 22 when I knew the Bulldogs game was Marcus wasn't going to poll in that game, so I knew it was done and dusted after that, and that was probably when it first started to hit me, and it wasn't until I was on the stage getting presented the medal by Nat Fyfe that first hit me. And as I said at the start, it's probably going to take another few weeks, few months to sort of settle in.
Can you describe what it is when it hits you? What did you actually feel?
Oh, I thought I was in a bit of a dream, to be honest.
Yeah.
As a kid, you set out in the backyard and you want to kick the winning goal in the premiership or win the Brownlow medal. So to have achieved that is very special. Obviously, we've fallen short in the pursuit of a premiership this year and last year as well. But this gets our footy club a little bit of reward, I think, for a tremendous 2 years of consistency. And it's definitely not an individual award. It takes a whole club and whole team to get this result. So it's a testament to the footy club.
When you're playing the way that you want to, Ollie, which is what we've seen so much of this year, what's at the core of your game? What are you marking yourself on to know whether you're playing to the level that you expect?
Oh, I guess it's the contest I create. It's around stoppage. It's around contested possession and winning as much as I can. My game was very simplistic this year, and I understood my role to a T, and I think that helped me in executing it. I was able to find consistency, and once I got that consistency, it was easy to execute. So Ken and the coaches put it really clearly for me, and I almost saw my role as pretty simple to execute. So it took a lot of guys around me helping me out, and we're here.
So polling in 16 of 22 games is extraordinary, really. So the sustained level, is that the best level that you've been able to sustain across the season?
Yeah, certainly is. I think in previous years I've done it in patches, probably 6 to 8 games, but this year to do it in 16 is I'm very proud of. I think Mum said at the start of the coverage, she thinks I'm a bit of a stayer, and that's probably what I see myself. I'm a bit of a grinder. I don't have the talent a lot of other guys got, but I think I've got a lot of heart and a lot of resilience to fight it out. And when it gets tough, I keep going. So I'm proud of myself in that way.
Your journey's well recounted last night, Ollie, but to win Port Adelaide's first Brownlow medal, and clearly at a time where, obviously in recent years, there's been that moment to go, yep, this is my footy club for good. Does that feel significant to you?
Yeah, it certainly does. A football club with so much history, and to be the first one to win this for our footy club, I'm incredibly honoured to, I guess, be the first Brownlow medal winner, but to sit against McGarry winners and people that have represented our club since 1870 is very humbling for me, and it's a little bit of reward for a disappointing end to the year, but I know we'll be back.
Did you have that a couple of years ago, Ollie, where you had to decide, is Port Adelaide me for good? And you came to that full realisation?
Yeah, certainly. There were times I sort of had to think if it was the right fit for me still, and if I needed somewhere else to sort of, I guess, find a new lease on my career. And it didn't happen, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. I love this group. I love everything about our football club. We've got full faith in the list we've got, the future we've got over the next 5 to 10 years. So to win this award is, it puts that in perspective and really shows that if you put your head down and work hard, something can happen.
The tough part of it, Ollie, is have you fully understood what happened in that prelim yet, which was such a shock to us on the outside, and I imagine it reverberated pretty heavily internally?
Yeah, not as of yet. I think we're going to look at it over the next couple of weeks before we all head into state. We needed a little bit of time to heal. After that, obviously, it was incredibly disappointing, but at this stage, we can't put our finger on it. We've got no excuses in that game. We had our best 22 available. We had a week off. We were fresh, and Bulldogs were coming off a 30 days from travelling from 4 cities. So we've had a look at it small, but we're going to have a closer look at it and assess, because we want to continue to get better. We've got full faith in our team, and we know we'll be back there next year.
Enjoy the breather, Ollie. Do you realise that your footy life has changed forevermore? You'll be introduced in any room you walk into as Brownlow medalist Ollie Wines.
Yeah, no, it's a bit rattling to hear that still, but I'm sure over the next coming months and years it'll start to sink in.
Terrific stuff, Ollie. Thank you. Well done, and enjoy the off-season.
I appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Ollie Wines there, the Brownlow medalist.